Very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is Tuesday, 8th of January, 2019. So it's a Tuesday class. We will now prepare for Puja chanting. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, saddha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the Puja chanting. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Nam mô Quan Sư Hình Bồ Tát. Nam mô Quan Sư Hình Bồ Tát. Nam mô Quan Sư Hình Bồ Tát. Nam mô A Di Đà Phật. 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 Namo Mila Pho, Namo Mila Pho, Namo Tijang Wang Pusa, Namo Tijang Wang Pusa, Namo Tijang Wang Pusa, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pho Pusa, Namo Pho Pusa, Namo Pho Pusa, Arahang.Buddho Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, you can be seated. Then turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We will chant the Vandana onwards.Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato SammaSambuddhassa Buddhang saranang gacchami Dhammang saranang gacchami Sanghang saranang gacchami Tiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchamiDutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Kamesu micacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami MusawadaRamani Sikha Padang Samadhyami Surame Raya Majapamadatana Veramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami. Now we are chant the Padipa Puja, offering of light. Ganna Sarpa DithenaDipena tamadhang sina Tiloka dipang sambuddhang Pujayami tamonudhang Ganda sambarayutena Dupena hang sugang dina Pujaye pujaniyang tang Puja bacanamutamang Vanna ganna guno petang Etang kusuma santatin Pujayami monindasa Siri pada sarorohe Pujemi buddhang kusumena nena Punnena matena ca hotu mokhang Pupang milayati yata idang me Kayo tathayati vinasa bhavang Adivase tuno bante Paniyang parika pitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Adivase tuno bante Pale parika pitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Adivase tuno bante Bojanang parika pitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang. Now we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May my morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of all karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soonest possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. Making of oral aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become Bala powers. Sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Triple Gem. Bhutang Pujayami. Dhammang Pujayami. Sanghang Pujayami. Okay, you all can be seated. Then we can have half an hour of silent meditation. Then we are off the light. Then you all can start your meditation. Those already know how to meditate, eh? You just proceed. Eh? Remember the four support. Eh? Relax into every mind state that arises. Eh? Body and mind entirely relax. Then what you need to do is just maintain silence of mind. When you are relaxed, silent, without thought, you are already aware. No need to do anything. If thought arises, let it arise. Finally, it will slow down. You don't give it any more mental thinking. You don't pay attention to it. Just maintain silent, relax. The mind will settle down and become quiet or peaceful on its own. And that is the fastest way to develop sati or mindfulness. Then after that, you just use that silence to develop understanding. And that is what meditation is all about. The silent mind, yeah, can bring forth the understanding. When the mind is silent, it is without thinking, without thought. But initially, for those who still have mental hindrances, it's not easy. So if your mental hindrances are still there, it means your spiritual faculties are not stable. It also means that your daily mindfulness has not been developed. You can have this daily mindfulness developed. You will be mindful or heedful most of the time in the daily life. And because of that, you will not have mental hindrance. Yeah. But for those who still lack the spiritual faculty and a stable daily mindfulness, then you got no choice. You have to learn to make the mind peaceful and quiet with awareness within. You can either train it using an object of meditation or any skillful means that you are familiar with. The method and technique that you use to do, they are just skillful means to anchor your mind, to train your mind so that it will be in the state of sati. Just maintain mindfulness of the object of meditation. Then this mind, without thought, will settle down too. Then it will reach a state of tranquility or stillness. Whatever method, technique, or skillful mean you do, ultimately, it has to develop sati. Sati of the object of meditation. Then you continue to relax into that sati. If you continue to relax, it will give rise to a type of joy. They call it the spiritual joy, spiritual calmness, or piti. You will experience piti. Then you will like to meditate. Then if you relax into it, your body feels very good. It's like your body is engulfed with this piti. That's why you don't feel any pain or any uncomfortable state. Provided you are relaxed. If you are not relaxed, then the energy will get blocked at certain places where you cross your leg or you restrict the flow of qi. When you are silent and aware, when piti arises, your body is very, very calm, very peaceful. Then as you relax into it, it will become more and more peaceful, more and more refined, until the piti transforms to become sukhang. Sukhang is a blissfulness of mind, state of mind, where you experience a type of spiritual blissfulness. The mind becomes like very blissful. There is so much bliss inside there. Then you continue to relax into it. until this blissfulness also become like normal again. Then the mind will reach a state of quietness, stillness. The Buddha described this state as pasati. Pasati is the tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, or the silent mind. That is your meditative mind. So all of formal meditation, you start with the training of this mind to develop sati, stabilize it until you experience all the good mind state, then finally accumulating into pasati, tranquility, stillness. That is the meditative mind that can meditate and understand many things. Then you continue to just aware, silent. Stay at whatever location you want it to be. That mind which is in pasati is very, very different. It is like the mind that has been trained. This mind now can enter sati, and sati become natural. It's a natural state of mind without any movement. Your mind can be aware, peaceful and silent without any movement. You want to let it stay at your breath, it will stay there. Even the subtle breathing, you don't experience any breathing, like the whole breath has stopped. But yet, you can be aware there, silent. Then when your mindfulness become more refined, when your mind enters the, it's as if everything is magnified. Your awareness can be aware of the subtle breathing. The subtle breathing will become clear to you again. And the sensitivity of mind is the mind that has entered sati. So this mind that is in sati is very different. It is sensitive, full of awareness. It is just aware. And it can pick up many things. And during that time, it is just silent. The awareness can make you aware of what happened when the mind makes contact. When there is external sense object, then together with the mind, when it establishes contact with your sense basis, you will understand what happened. Like sound, vibration, these are sense data for your hearing consciousness. So because you are aware, when this sense data imprints upon your hearing organ, it will trigger hearing consciousness. Then the mind that is peaceful, quiet and aware will pick it up. Then it will know what happened after that contact, what happened. Your internal mental movement, you will see them. How your mind stir and react, or input the content of consciousness. Then the tactile also same, your thought consciousness also same, smell, taste, or whatever. Sometimes you can even smell the incense or the jasmine flower. Or sometimes it could be a very, very fragrant smell. It could be from the devas and all those things. You will smell them. Then you will understand how you function as a human being. Who are you? What are you? What is this form of mind all about? And how consciousness come to be. Then you will start to see the five aggregate, the second aspect, the mental five aggregate, how they arise and how they pass away. then you can see them clearly. The dwelling dependent origination. Yeah. Then you can also see clearly how your mind lashes on to sense experience through your conditioning, your views, your opinion, and your belief system, and all those things. Especially your habitual tendency. So you have to learn to understand all this to develop wisdom. Then you will experience the five spiritual faculties when they arise. You will also experience the five mental hindrances if your spiritual faculties are not stable. Then you can also experience the seven factors of enlightenment if you have done the meditation correctly. Then the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. You start to develop the ability to understand them, the sensitivity towards this mind state when they arise. Quietly watching all these mind states, all this movement is what meditation is all about, so that you can develop wisdom to straighten your view, not to be deluded by the form of mind. Okay, I will let you continue your meditation. Then I will ring the bell when the 30 minutes is up. Okay. Slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Then, turn to page 6. We will chant the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities come here. Let them hear the good doctrine or teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta chakavalesu atraga chantu devata saddhammang muni rajasa sunantu sakamokadang dhamma savanan kalo ayang badanta dhamma savanan kalo ayang badanta dhamma savanan kalo ayang badanta namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa iti peso bhagava arahang sammasambuddho vicacarana sampanno sugato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanang buddho bhagavati svakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehi paseko opanayiko pachyatang veditato vinohiti supatipanno bhagavato savakasango ujupatipanno bhagavato savakasango yayapatipanno bhagavato savakasango samichipatipanno bhagavato savakasango yadidang chatari purisa yukani atta purisa pugala esa bhagavato savakasango ahuneyo pahuneyo dakeneyo anjali karaneyo anutarang punyaketang lokasati sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect. Triple jam. Padang pujayami. Dhammang pujayami. Sanghang pujayami. Okay. You can be seated. Just relax body and mind. Then maintain. maintain some form of attention. The rice can come nearer in front. Jinhao, you get the chair over. We will continue from where we stop. I think we are at page 412. Yeah. Chapter 24. Reason to believe in rebirth. Page 412. You all can sit nearer. Today, Padmasuri and Brother Teo not free, so they can't make it. So here, nobody is sitting. Okay. Page 412. Chapter 24. Reason to believe in rebirth. Experiences of some dependable modern... How you pronounce this? Psychista. Oh, those who got psychic ability, is it? PSYCHISTS. Psychic. PSYCHISTS. DS. No. This is not physics. This is psychista. From the word psychology, psychis. Never mind. Yeah. I think it must be from psychologists. Yeah. Ghostly phenomena, spirit communication, strange, alternate, and multiple personality also shed some light upon this problem of rebirth. In hypnotic states, some can relate experiences of their past life, while a few others, like Dr. Agatha Casey of America, were able not only to read the past life of others, but also to heal diseases. You look at note 2. Under note 2 is mentioned. See Many Mentions and the World Within by Gina Cheminara. I think this particular person is very famous, Agatha Casey. The phenomenon of secondary personality has to be explained either as random of past personal experiences or as possession by an invisible spirit. The former explanation appears more reasonable, but the latter cannot totally be rejected. So this one is regarding secondary personality, or sometimes they call it the double personality. Then we go to the next one. Oh, there is a note 1. This note 1 is also quite interesting. Note 1. Hey. It's never marked up there. Oh yeah, multiple personality. Under multiple personality, there is a note 1. Under the Theragata, palms of the brethren, Theragata gives an interesting account of a Brahmin named Vangisa, who won favor as a teacher by tapping on the skull with his fingernail and discovering thereby where the former occupant will be reborn. Certain people at times exhibit different personality in the course of their particular life. Professor James cites some remarkable cases in his Principle of Psychology, C.F.W. H. Myers, Human Personality and its Survival of Bodily Death. The Visuddhimagga mentioned an interesting incident of a deva entering into the body of a lay person. They got reference for you to read up if you are interested. He says, see the Path of Purity, Part 1, page 48. Then the writer himself has met person who were employed as mediums by individual invisible beings to convey their thought, and some others who were actually possessed by evil spirit. When in this hypnotic state, they speak and do things of which normally they are totally innocent and which they cannot afterwards recall. So these are some of the historical records of people who have encountered this type of strange personality and all this thing. We can also discuss if you got any of these experiences or any of these story to share. If you have, you can put up your hand. We will pass you the mic. You don't really need psychic, because sometimes you can witness this type of thing. When I was young, I remember I witnessed quite a bit, because my place there are a lot of mediums. Then I told you all before, my brother's friend, elder brother, he got one friend. He hired an Indian worker who worked for him. And this Indian guy was still quite young, I think. He just after Form 5, about 18 years old. They were told that he has the ability to go into trance. So one day, they were at my brother's shop at the back there. They got nothing to do. They want to try him out. So they took a table, then they set up a small altar. Then after that, they asked the Indian guy to sit down there, and I don't know what they chant. They chant something. And all of a sudden, he went into a trance. Then he speak in such a funny way. It's like a very ancient, old person. That type of China type or dialect one. It's a Chinese dialect, but he is an Indian. And before they get him into trance, they were discussing something. Then somebody talk about ghosts, devas and all those things. Then one guy, he don't believe all this. He said, where got such thing? Then when this guy entered the trance, the Indian guy, his voice was so harsh, he called out, who is the one that don't believe in all this thing? That fellow panicked and ran away. Then after that, they don't know what to do with him. Well, he insists to get that guy and all those things. Then after a while, I think they calm him down. Then he suddenly collapsed on the table. Then later on, when he wake up, people ask him, what happened? He said, I don't know. He said, I just blank off. Then after that, I collapse on the table. Then I now awake again. But he cannot remember what happened. But he was very tired. He was very tired. Means the non-human could be earthbound devas or what, use his body. He claimed to be a deva, that being. So there are many of these instances. Then some, when they go into a trance like medium, they say they are what being and what being. Sometimes they got this, they call someone niang niang and all those things. But some are fake one. Some are fake. They didn't really go into a trance. They 1 second. So you know from the movement, or you can see. But my mother, last time went one place, he told me really, really true. That one, I don't know whether I told you before. When I was still young, then my father went through the operation, remember? The ulcer operation. So my mother was very worried. He wants to know when can he be discharged from the hospital and all those things. So he went and see this very famous medium somewhere in, I think around, on the way to Perak, but near the Kedah border. Somebody recommended her. She went. You know what she told us or not? You really won't believe. When it's her turn, the medium, all of a sudden, another person went in, took over the medium's body, and speak to my mother. The normal medium, his behavior different one, he speak different on another being, Deva or what is that. But when my mother's turn, another non-human went in, and immediately take over and speak in a very strong voice. Spoke to my mother. He told my mother, "Do you know who I am?" My mother doesn't know. He said, "I don't know." He said, "I'm your father-in-law." Means my father's father. He passed away many years. He said, "Your husband, which is his son, he will be out of the hospital in 3 days' time. You don't worry," he said. "But there is something that you need to do." The message came. Because my father got an elder brother. He died when a few days after he was born. And it seems he's a ghost, non-human, wandering. And my grandfather, means my father's father, the one that took over the body of this medium, he said he is the one that wants to ask for something. Because he said he wants to enter your house. He cannot enter. Because the ancestor tablet, he's supposed to be the brother. But the deva guarding the house, don't allow him to enter. So he got no place. So he determined, he used his very strong willpower. So the only way is to wait for my father to go for operation or has sickness. So it seemed it was him who actually aggravated my father's ulcer so that my father landed in the hospital, did the operation. Then because of what happened, my grandfather told my mother, he said, "You have to do one thing," he said. "It seems according to their plan, he can only enter my house if my father and my mother got 9 children. I'm the number 2. He specifically named me, He said, "Your second son." Very important. "You must agree to Kai." You know what is Kai Chai or not? In English, you call it Godson. Like call him the Godfather, I think. Kai Behe. Then he said, "No need to do it now. Wait till he get married," he said. "Then officially invite him into the house." That was the only condition. My mother said she panicked. Your father-in-law suddenly come out, take over the body and speak in such a voice. But my mother agreed to do everything and thank him. Then really my father came out after 3 days on the hospital. And he recovered. Then I don't know why he chose me. Then immediately when this was agreed, he said, "What you can do is, at the moment, you just facing certain direction. Like agree to make me the godson. Type." Then he said, invite him into the house and say, wait till I get married. I don't know why I must wait till I get married. And then on that day when I got married, my mother also did. Yeah. So after that, everything very peaceful, no more problem. Yeah. Everything go back to normal. Yeah. But my father one was a life and death situation. Yeah, the ulcer was very serious. He went to Penang Adventist Hospital and the specialist heart surgeon said, you have to operate. If you don't, nobody can help you. God also cannot help you, is it? So that time, I remember 1967, I was in Form 1. He went through that. Yeah. Then my mother also very strong faith in Kuan Yin, appeal to Kuan Yin and all those whatever medium endeavors. And that time really because of her faith, her sincerity, I think there were many of these response. And my mother also do her duty very well. My father was a good karma. That's why everything turned out beautiful. So these were the few incidents that I experienced and I witnessed. Then when I was in my hometown also, there is a bungalow inside a estate where they ran the whole bungalow and set up they call it a miao. Miao is what? It's not really a temple. The for the Chinese, they got medium there. They call it miao, san miao, san miao. So this one, every day they got routine one, the chanting and all those things. It's very good. I like the music. It's all that type of chanting. I think is towards the Hokkien one. We are Alostha Town. I still remember something like that. Saki nali cheng hyo kolomali pai. Something like that. Very nice on the music. And I always go and listen. And I like the music, very soothing. It's like inviting the devas to come, that type of devas. And that one I saw very genuine. The medium that went in, this medium is vegetarian one. They went in, then he helped people. Like my mother went and visit one, no compulsory payment on. Up to you. One red packet without money also they accept one. He said, up to you. So these are also same. So there were many of these that I witnessed, which is quite genuine. Then when they take over the body, you can see it. Actually something went in. Then suddenly the voice also different. The movement, the behavior all different. Then sometimes they invite different type of deities, different type of devas. They chant that one go in. They chant another one go in. So these were the thing having. Then there were a few of my hometown kid who don't believe in this thing. They go and make joke, make fun and all those things. And you know what happened or not? There is a fencing line on. Those who went, there's a gate where we pass by, we go inside and listen. So some of those guys who don't believe, when they say something negative when they are inside the parameter, they get into trouble. Those that say outside, nothing happened to them. So what happened was, there was one day I was with them. Then when they say all these things, I sense something is not right really. Yeah, they could have said things that are wrong, that will antagonize the devas or whatever. Yes. Not only they don't believe, they go and make fun and make joke. That's why your speech is very important. So what happened was, after we left the area, because we heard somebody came out and told us, because that place to the highway was not far. I think about 200 meters at the most. 200 meters. So, as usual, whenever got accident, one group of people will gather and walk there. So we all went there. And the funny thing is, there were three of them who say all those nonsense and don't believe. You know. These three guys, when they were there, they met up with accident. That is already an accident. No? But these three guys also gonna hit. And quite bad. Quite bad. That's why you don't simply say things. They can hear you actually. Then sometimes they really become very personal because they are also non-human like you, human being. Got anger, got all this emotion. Then sometimes when you go to like estate or not estate, secondary forest. Pa, they call pa. Pa is what? It's not so dense as a jungle. Secondary forest like that. Where you got this fish pond or whatever one. Then got trees and all those things. Then undulating. You go in. If you play around. Especially if you simply pee. You have to be careful. You have to recite. You know. Otherwise. It's actually a way of telling them that if you have offended them, please forgive me, but I cannot see. I don't know where you are. And every time before you pee, you have to say that, chame, chame, pang jiu. Miss, I cannot see. I just pee. So if you happen to be there, please forgive me and all those things. If you do that, then okay, they can forgive you. But sometimes you go and disturb their, it's like their dwelling, and all, climb the tree and then do all those funny things. You come back, you get into trouble, no? They fall sick. No? Then I have seen personally two of these kids. Their parents also went and see medium. And two different medium. No? And the medium asked, did your son go anywhere? Yeah, they go and see the GP. The GP check, your son is normal. But he got big problem at home. Some cannot pee, some got problem. Various type of problem. Then they ask the kid. The kid say they went and play there. Then the medium told them, he said, there is this non-human that you offended. You have to face certain direction. Ask for forgiveness. Then he said, you make some offering, then we help you to maybe transfer merit or whatever. Then they will give you something to drink, the food. Yeah. Then he said, after this, your son should be okay. And really, you know, go back. Yeah. I think it's not so much of the food, it's more of the asking for forgiveness. Seeking their forgiveness and all those things. So these are the things when I was young, I witnessed. Although for me, my nature, I don't have any aversion towards them. I also don't have anything that, like, I don't believe all those things. Well, I can see, I can feel. Then I know these are happening, real. Yeah. Then later when I grew up, when I come into contact with the Dhamma, then I understand the Buddhist teaching. And the Buddha did advise people, don't get involved with all this non-human, if possible. Yeah. Where they are like you, they still have ignorance, avijja, and so on. So if you don't know how to deal with them, or you don't understand them, you can get into trouble. Yeah. But if you know how to deal with them, you know how to thank them or whatever, yeah? Then no problem. That's why there were incidences where the monks went to the forest and meditated. They were disturbed. You remember? They came back and see the Buddha. And the Buddha advised them to chant Karaniya Metta Sutta. And then, okay, after that. Then go back and ask for forgiveness, share merit and transfer merit. That's why sharing merits and transferring of merit is very important. Then also, you have to thank the Dhamma protectors. Yeah, that's why all these were taught by the Buddha. But he say, don't go and get involved in all those fortune telling, call up the medium, go into people's body. He say, don't do all those things. Try to avoid, because these are not the right practice or the right cultivation. The right cultivation has got nothing to do with all this. These are rites and rituals, superstition and all those things. Yeah. Even though they do exist, but they are still mundane being, not enlightened being. So they still have their own delusion. But some of these deva, they want to help. They really want to help. They want to be like Kuan Yin. Yeah. Develop the compassion and all that. Especially you hear of this deity they call Niang Niang. Somo Niang Niang, Somo Niang Niang. Yeah. So sometimes they also got this monkey god on. Sometimes they got this Quan Kong on. Sun Ho Kong and all those things. So it depends on which deity they believe in. But most of these are actually non-human, who actually wants to help. Then they need somebody's body. So they need their consent to let them go in. Otherwise they cannot use your body. Then when they need their consent, they need you to go into trance. Trance means they have to chant that chanting until like your consciousness can be taken over by them, and means your consciousness become dormant. Then they go in and take over. So like what was mentioned earlier on under the notes, he said the first one they believe is from your past life tendency, but the second one he said you cannot dismiss the possibility of somebody entering the body, taking over the body. So this was mentioned there. So this other beings taking over the body one is true. I have witnessed it before. I think the last paragraph. The writer himself had met person who were employed as medium by invisible being to convey their thoughts, and some others who were actually possessed by evil spirit. When in this hypnotic state, they speak and do things which normally they are totally innocent and which they cannot afterwards recall. This is very true. Then the other one is just now I read that part on, was it Professor James? The Visuddhimagga mentioned an interesting incident of a deva entering into the body of a lay person. Sorry, not under the notes. It's the last the third paragraph from the top. The phenomena of secondary personality has to be explained either as random or past personal experiences, means your past life, or as possession by an invisible being. This one is true. The former explanation appears more reasonable, but the latter cannot be totally rejected. That is the one that I was looking at, and this one really you can actually understand that it's possible, but most of the time it's only possible when the other being is weak, very weak consciousness, everything very weak, then people can take over. So people can take over their body, can enter their body. But if you have mindfulness, you have virtue, they can't take over your body. Then you also must not have fear. Then there is this show that you can watch on the video, the TV, where the same body has two consciousness going on. Take turn to go in. When one consciousness rests, sleep, another consciousness take over. And these two are different personalities, totally different. I think it's in the Astro. I forgot which channel already. You can go and look for it. It's quite interesting. So this double personality thing is also quite possible. Then sometimes they don't know that they have double personality. At night, the other personality may appear. It seems the psychiatrist acknowledge such people with such disease. They behave differently at different times. So all these are possible. If you got anything that you want to share, or you have heard before, or you experienced before, you can come and take the mic. Then you can share. Anybody? I have shared with you 3 or 4 already. And these are the things that I witnessed when I was young. What is it? Oh yes, they are formless. They are non-human. Yes. No, no, they are earthbound devas. Of course, these devas, they don't have a physical gross body. They don't have a gross physical body. Their consciousness are translucent.
I heard that from my father. And his friend, they actually go and help people remove the being. Don't ask me anything. I was just a little kid.
But never mind, you just share what you heard.
They can actually see that being in a different form.
Oh, okay.
So I just wonder, when you say, when they go into the medium, they take the medium's form.
No, the consciousness goes in.
The consciousness goes in, but they
use his physical body.
But the ones that I was told of, actually they can see that.
You can see the consciousness go in if you have that.
No. They actually can see the form.
That consciousness has a form.
It's the consciousness that hasn't gone into the human form.
Correct. Outside, so you can see. Even a lot of people can see non-human outside, roaming around.
So you still running call around. That formless?
No, because that one don't have a gross body. Not like ours, so gross. That's why we have this physical body which is gross. So I shared with you all before that why do you fear ghosts? They are non-human now. You don't need to fear them, you understand? Because they don't have a physical body. They cannot do anything to you. But because when you have fear, they can intensify your fear and make you miserable. Of course, they can use hatred and all those things and energy to actually cause problem to you. Then sometimes through their own anger or what, they can move things. They are always in that non-human form. So they have a form outside. That non-human, a lot of people can see. A lot of people can see. I have met many people that can see because I think they must have played with psychic or what in the past life. That this life, the moment they are born, they can see them. Some they play with them. Then there was another lady I told you before. She was on the deva plane, came down. Since the day she was born, not long, I think less than 2-3 years old, he can communicate that he can see them. And they know she was one of them up there. But as a human being, she take the human birth. She has this physical body. But up there, they don't have. Then when you meditate, you go through the various deva rang, you can see them. They move very fast. Their form are translucent, radiant. They move. They don't have a physical body. You have to Maybe one day, experience it, or no need to fear. Why you fear them? They don't have a physical body.
Rathio, I'm not saying.
I'm not saying you want to see them. I say you can experience them. You can experience them in many ways. Understand or not? Sometimes you go into that place. You can feel their vibration, their anger, their whatever. You can feel them. If they don't want you to go in, you are sensitive. You can feel them. Yeah, I went to one Kayamita's house. The neighbor's husband just passed away. And that non-human is around. Yeah. That's why when I want to go upstairs and use the toilet, because downstairs somebody used. The moment I reached the staircase, I walked 2 steps. I felt very strong energy warning me, don't come out. Then I knew. I said, it's okay. I said, may you be well and happy. I don't mean any harm. I come in peace. I just want to use the washroom, but it's okay. Since you doesn't want me to go up, I will not go up. Then I came down. I didn't tell the owner, so I just say it's okay. Let them use first. After only I use. You can feel them. Then sometimes you go to certain places, you know that place is not clean, eerie and all those things. Then sometimes you go into certain house, the devas and all things, you know the energy very good, very soothing, and they rejoice. You will know, you can feel, you are sensitive. Especially you go to temple, way places where there are a lot of good beings, you can feel them. You can feel them. But in the midst of what they call space and wherever you go, the vicinity and all those things, there are a lot of non-human, but we can't see. Those who can see, they told me before. They say, Brutio, so much more than the human being. Human being, nothing. I say, we are 6 billion now, and nothing. They were all... it's only some of them don't have any power, don't have anything. Because they cannot do anything to you. If you don't believe, especially if one day one of your family member or loved one or what, immediately after they pass away, their consciousness that come out, well, their consciousness that come out, I know, well, mine came out before. They can see you, they can hear you exactly like when they are alive, I tell you. That's why you don't simply say things. Understand? But they cannot do anything to you. Because I call my brother, he cannot hear me. I try to do things, I cannot. Because my physical body was down there. I don't have a physical form. I can hear, I can see, I can understand. I got my senses up there. But I can even like shout and talk. But that voice doesn't come from a physical body with the vibration. That's why nobody can hear you. You understand? So that one I know. So when somebody passed away, you can actually communicate with them, you can feel them. Some people, they know that they are around. They can feel they are around. Yeah, it's energy form. It's energy form. Then sometimes you can feel them because you are close to them. Understand? When you are close to them, when you have blood affinity and all those things, sometimes you can sense them. When they have problem or they are not happy or what, you can sense them. Sometimes your close friend or what, or sometimes it could be somebody related to you. All of a sudden you felt something not right already. You know already. Like before my refuge teacher passed away, Xuan Hua, I sense it. Then I told my wife. I think very likely he is already no more. And really the news came out. He passed away. Because at that time I received this feeling. And when I take refuge, I know my whole family take refuge. So a lot of these things, you need to have that sensitivity of mind, that affinity and that karmic connection. Means karmic means it recognizes relationship. So you got affinity with those people, yeah? Then whatever happened to them, you will know. Especially twins, yeah? They will know one. Yeah. And sometimes in the show, you can witness and see, yeah? But I don't know whether that one true or not. He said, this twin, sometimes, one guy get hurt, the other twin also get hurt. I don't know whether true or not. That one I really cannot tell you, because I haven't witnessed, but I saw it on the TV series. Yeah. So, but I can understand that they can feel. Hurt, I don't know. But when something is about to happen to them, they can sense it, because they came from the same consciousness. Yeah. Then during that time, when the subdivision take place, is from the same what they call sperm and ovum, but they subdivide and become twin. Yeah. So chemically related. But when they have the subdivision, then it can be like occupied by two consciousness. Yeah. But there must be some karmic affinity, otherwise you cannot be twins. Then they share a lot of common things. Yeah. But sometimes, certain type of twin, they call it the don't know what type of twin, they may not share the common property. Oh, identical twin. You heard of this or not? Yeah. Identical twin and the other twin are different, no? Yeah. So the other one is not identical. Yeah. Or Siamese twin is different. Siamese twin is they got deformed, joined together and all those things. That one very difficult to save, actually. That one surgery, the doctor has to be very good. So far, success rate is very low. Sometimes they share the same body, you know. Then here, body they share. Then the rest, two head and all those things. So nature is not for us to understand unless you are in this field. Even the medical science, the doctors, or I don't think they really understand. But they have this field of study, DNA and all those things, and how the probability of what they call like heredity and all those things, how you inherit. These are inheriting the physical DNA thing. Yeah. Not so much of what they call the karmic inheritance. It's different. You heard of this, there's a type of disease, thalassemia, is it? Thalassemia. You know what that disease is? Yeah. My family, we are thalassemia, but my wife don't have, so no need to worry. But you marry two person with that same carrier, then your children, one in four, can get that type of problem and disease. Means you need blood transfusion. Very difficult for that kid to survive. So that one, the scientists know through heredity study and theory. So they know this type of gene and this type of gene. They can even test it whether you have or not. Whether you're a carrier or not. So when you get married, you better go and test. If both also that one, you have to be careful. You have to plan your sibling, how you want to have it. I got one, my elder brother's son. He married a girl, also had that. But so far, they were very lucky. They gave birth to three children. Two girls, one boy, normal. All normal. Supposed to be one in four. So these are the three in four good ones. So they dare not try the fourth one. Because the probability is, the odd is against them. So these are the things that you need to understand. Okay, anybody else? PG, just now you want to share something.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
You always say that the non-humans are formless. No need to be afraid of them.
Yeah.
But when you experience them, you'll be scared to hell.
Actually, your fear comes from your own lack of understanding. You don't need to fear. Who
yeah,
fear?
But you can feel them. You
yeah,
can feel
so
them.
What? So what?
It's scary.
It's because you are so conditioned. You think they are ghosts. You think they are very powerful.
No, it's sometimes so automatic. One very clear instance is when I first came to KL. And my friend and I went for a midnight show. We went to this, Ampang,
where. Oh, okay, cinema there.
So we just went down the car park. As we drive to look for a parking space, my whole body went cold.
Ah, yeah. Chill, sounds like chill.
Ah, so cold.
You can feel them.
I said, shit. I knew something was very wrong. I tell my friend, can we please get out of here? My friend looked at me. Get out of here. Get out of here. And my friend looked at me. Okay. So when we drove out, just as we go up the ramp, my body become warm again. How do you explain that? It's not that you want the fear, but it's already induced in you.
You know why it become like that? Because you have this fear. When you have this fear, they got power over you. Then it intensify the thing. That's how you feel that chill and all those things. Sometimes it's eerie. The Buddha mentioned under Tirokoda Sutta. You remember? The eerie atmosphere. Your hair stand on end one. Understand? Huh? They say, what, more chang. More kui chang. Something like that. Because you have fear. Understand? Huh? Because you will sense them because they were so intense. The eerie feeling. That's why sometimes these non-human, when they are not happy, they gather around and create this eerie feeling. It's in the Terakuda Sutta mentioned. So that's why these non-human, their vibration is negative. Understand? Then when they are unhappy, they have this what they call negative energy field. And they can really make you miserable if you have fear. If you don't have fear, you don't have to worry. That's why you must have metta inside there. Not last minute want to redeem metta. You cannot. I tell you will panic like anything. That's why you must have them. Then if you have mindfulness or sati, like I explained that day, you just stay at your heart area. No movement of thought. They will know you don't have fear. And they got no power over you. Then the other thing is also, if you have your virtue and all those things, they cannot disturb you. Because your radiant, your what they call aura, is too strong. They cannot come near you. They cannot come near you. But you can feel them. Yes. Yeah, God. A lot. Hotel room especially. Hotel room, I already taught you all what to do with that. If you go in, you felt something not right, That is one of the way, yes. No, sometimes you go in, you may not be sensitive, you know, because most of these people who don't have the Dhamma, you know what they do or not. They think a lot, no. They got a lot of things to do. They got no time to feel all these things, no. So this non-human also cannot disturb them, no. Yeah. But if you are very tired, then if you say things that are not right, they can disturb you. I told you all about the KK case, isn't it? I went with Yun Chan Deo and Stephanie Deo. It's a church, Christian. So they don't understand your Dhamma, no? Because we were sharing, discussing the Dhamma that we were doing, the chanting and all those things. Then I saw the sign, you know. I told you, one cat listening attentively to us sharing the Dhamma. Then there was another cat outside. And that cat come in. Meow at the other cat. And the other cat, just smaller, but like stay there, look at the floor. Then the big fellow that come in and meow, went out. They not attack him. Then I sent something. Then I told them, okay, don't discuss Dhamma anymore. I think we better take rest. You know what happened after that going? I went into the room. The moment I lie down, I knew already they were around. Then I started radiating metta. I talked to them, communicated with them. explain to them what we are and doing and why we are here. We meant no harm. You have to tell them, we are here to stay the night. Because according to our society, if we have already paid for the room, booked the room, paid the room, then we have the right to stay. Yeah. But I understand you are here before me. Yeah. You are most welcome to stay. Yeah. Hopefully you can help protect this place, yeah, and establish harmony for this place. Yeah. We meant no harm. Yeah. We may be Buddhist, you may be Christian, no problem. I also have love. I also have metta. Then I don't mean any harm. And I also would like to wish you well-being and happiness. May you be well and happy. You express it sincerely, they can hear you, they can feel you, and they know you don't mean anything. Yeah. And you know what happened after that? About, I think, half an hour later, yeah, everything subsides. Yeah. Then I can feel it. Then I just rest, I sleep. Then the next morning, Stephanie here, I think she know. You ask her, she got another roommate, another Kashmita. Both also cannot sleep for almost 2 hours. You ask Stephanie to share. Come. Stephanie, come. Yeah. Use the mic. Use the mic, press it out, huh? She said her roommate got nightmare.
Very fearful.
Then a lot of them cannot sleep. I checked with them the next morning. He said, yeah, but the first 2 hours don't know what happened. They cannot sleep. Then after that, they say, okay, they can sleep. So when you cannot sleep, you must know they are there. So better talk to them. Nothing on. You just like normal communication. Ask for forgiveness. I'm sorry if I caused you any misunderstanding or whatever. Then you explain in our society. Our way is like that. If we make reservation, we pay for the room.
Common. Go Cambodia, these countries.
You were confront all this. And that hotel, it's a very small hotel, you know how we come about. One of our Kayamita, Mandy, the brother, he's a Christian.
I think it's a hostel.
A hostel. It's a small, very small motel, I think. Then she said, the brother said, this is cheap and good, is it? Pangi katuati. So really cheap. I think, how many ringgit per room? 40, yeah. 40 ringgit per room, 2% share. Cheap or not? 5 years ago, five,
also
6 years ago.
Also because of the route we take.
We have to stop by there. I think near Kundasan area. So we stay there. Because it was an ex-church. And all the non-human there are very likely Christian-based also. Because they like the church, and so they stay. Then you go there, talk Buddhist, chant Namo Tassa Bhagavato. They don't know what you are doing, and so on. And the vibration is like challenging them. So sometimes you have to be careful, be sensitive. You don't just go there, may you be well and happy. You think they take all this. No, because they are different. You have to talk to them. You have to understand them. Then be humble. Have humility. Don't act arrogantly. Don't simply say things. Really, backfire. Then, even though they are non-human, don't have physical form, they can make you miserable if they want to. You have to respect them. The mic. Pass to PJ.
Since we are on this subject, I want to ask you. You see places like Puducheil that's been closed, and now recently, I understand there is going to be development. Don't you think that that's going to be a hell place?
What do you think?
Because there's so much suffering, and so many people died there. So Can you imagine the consciousness that is still around that area?
Sometimes it depends on you see, you must know how to do all these things. You are in the construction line there. Yeah?
Yeah, that's why nowadays before we start a project they always tell us, please do your prayers. But my
not only prayer. You have to do more than that. You know Hotel Istana? Yeah? I was there, you know, because my company was a consultant. So nobody dared to go there, you know. All the engineers, no matter how senior, nobody dared to go there. One by one they say they cannot handle, they pull out. So finally my classmate who is the owner of the firm, he talked to me, he said, "Dude, can you help?" Every time got problem he will ask me to help. I said, "What is it?" He said, "This Hotel Istana project, nobody dare to go with it." Okay, I say I go. So I took the file, I read. And you know what happened or not? It was really not easy. Huh? But the technical part, no problem. I can resolve everything. Then one of the meeting, at first they didn't want to include us. No. Until the owner got no choice already. No. Yeah, the owner is one of the Yapanas, the government body. They are very powerful client, yes or not. But the non-human there attacked them and did so much havoc to them until the contractor dare not go down to those basement area. You know. Because last time that place was an abandoned place, haunted with a lot of things happened, that piece of land. Yeah. Then these non-human were there and they were so powerful, you know. You challenge them, they finish you off. Many workers died. Mm. And they all happen at night. Then they go and hire Bomo, you know, because it's a Malay client and the consultant also, I think the architect also Malay. Yeah. So what happened was, they got no choice. They had to believe all this. They go and hire the Bomo. You know. The first two Bomo kena left and right, left. Cannot handle. Too powerful. Then they got no choice, they go and get one. This one, quite good. This one, I heard her come out and gave the report to them. You know what she told them or not? He said, she went down and she managed to talk to them. We use the word communicate. That one is like Gong Wu Lou, king. Understand? You know what is Gong Wu Lou? We talk to them. Not communicate, talk to them. King so, king so. You know what the non-human told her? Because she got psychic, she can actually talk to them. He told them, do you know what your client did to me, did to us? Our dwelling, they don't have any respect. They did all these things. I'm going to punish them. Wow, is it not easy to deal? Though, unless they say they willing to do back all these things. Yeah. Means, give them a place, a shrine and all those things. Apologize to them. Relocate them. And do all this properly. That's why you look at this Mid-Valley. You know what they did? The Indian temple? They dare not move. You realize? So peaceful. Coexist nicely, beautifully. That's why sometimes you cannot. And sometimes this, the Dato' Kong, they say, actually Dato' Kong, you know what is Dato' Kong? It's a Muslim earthbound deva. What is it? What is local land? Yeah, you think it's the Chinese Tote Kong, but here in Malaysia, a lot of Muslim, understand or not? And this Tote Kong or the Latok Kong, they call it the Latok Kong, they are mostly Muslim. That's why you cannot offer Chi Yuan. you have to offer beef or lamb, or goat, they call. Yeah. So you have to make a shrine for them, understand? Otherwise, your excavator, your tractor, all break down. I have seen them breaking down, or cannot move them. That's why you need to talk to them. You don't play a fool. Cannot see them doesn't mean they don't exist, understand? They exist. But they are just like normal human beings, with emotion, with anger. That's why you need to respect people. You need to have noble eightfold path quality to communicate, to express whatever you want to express, so that there is understanding, there is harmony, so that there is no unnecessary miscommunication or misunderstanding leading to all this what they call unhappiness and all those things. So you need to relocate them. You have to relocate them. That's why you have to offer them a place. There's sometimes your own house, you want to chop your tree, you better be careful. Talk to them, but this could be dwelling for devas. Yeah. You tell them, you want to renovate your house. In our society, after we bought the place, we have the right to the house. Then we can do renovation and all those things. So I understand you are here before me. So I hope you can understand when I do this. Please understand and be patient. We don't mean anything. So you need a temporary place or what, then I can build a simple, small, whatever, shrine or what, and let them stay there so that they are at peace. That's why all the Chinese houses, you realize or not, last time our parents, they used to have what? Dei Chu Gong. Then they have an altar. So they have a place for them. Then sometimes you need to, like the three devas or what, you say, I understand this is your dwelling. I invite you to come into the house. They will feel good, understand? You don't worry. Even if there is deva outside, I will give permission for you to come in. But help protect this place. So, no problem. You talk to them. Like, there was one tree last time when I bought this neighbor house. It's a mango tree. So before I chop, I communicate with them, talk to them. Then we did it, no problem. Then this place is very beautiful because there's a lot of Dharma protector around. Then last time I remember there was one lady who can go into the 8 jhana, 1 to 8, within her first meditation. Then later on she can astral travel and she can come out and see. Then he said he went to many places, he saw. Then he came to my house one day. That time, he said, wow, he said, your house, you got so many of this Dharma protector there. He said, very bright. So that's why people who can see, they know. And they do exist. That's why we have to share merit, transfer merit. Then invoke whatever, for their blessings and all those things. That's why the Buddha taught us to share merits with the devas is very good. Then transfer merit. These are all very good. Then radiate love and metta. And these are all very good advices. So as cultivator, we must have understanding. We must have humility, virtue. And we must have this good mind. To be sensitive, to feel for people. But you are not alone in this world. They are here before you. So you have to consider them. Seek their cooperation and understanding. So all these are very important. Okay? Anytime, no time, they are always there. This non-human, not like what you think. Whenever you say, they hear you or not. They can hear. Actually, their consciousness, when it's not trapped in this body, is at least 10 times more clear and alert, aware. But they don't have a physical form. They cannot do anything. Then because of their delusion, sometimes they get angry. Then they also have problem because cannot contact anybody. Cannot communicate with anybody. Seldom they find anybody they can communicate to. So after some time, when nobody around that they know, they also loses that willpower to stay on. That's why the consciousness, the random or conscious, disperse, gone. But the non-human will have to take rebirth because that is their karmic body. They have to go through it. Yes. Before I cut, I talk. Don't cut already, talk. No, I invite them to come in. Understand? Stay in the house. I know this has been your dwelling before. Understand? But I need to remove this tree because the ants. These ants are giving us problems. They come into the house. Understand? Then we also need to plant our own plants and all those things. So because of that, after we talk, then I seek their forgiveness. If by doing that I have offended them or whatever, then I felt good, peaceful. That's why I know. Okay. If you don't feel good, you better don't chop first. Make sure you talk to them first until you feel good. I hope you don't mind. But you have to explain to them about our society's rule. When we bought over this house, we have ownership over it. But I understand you all are here before me. You have been living here. So you are welcome to stay. But I hope you can help protect this area. Then help keep this place safe. And they feel very good. Then there will be understanding. Then you can, in your own understanding and your own way, develop relationship or friendship with them. Sometimes you come back, you see everything in a mess, but your house is in order. Then you thank them. Thank you so much for helping to protect this place, for helping to look after this place. So, experience what? Oh, quite chak hai ya. Oh, that one is very common. That one is really got this type of non-human. No, because when you have fear, when you are dreaming, they like to disturb you. So they know you have fear inside there. Sometimes this fear are created by them. The mara can... It's just like people do one-pointedness meditation or energy field. They can enter your mind, your brain, and create the image for you to see. Like you have met Kuan Yin, Buddha, and all those things. Then this one is, when this non-human around, you had this bad dream, they know. Then they really go and disturb you. That is like you feel very tight, you cannot breathe. Understand? They call it Kwai Chak San. The non-human actually press against your heart area, your body area. No, it depends. You dream. When you dream, there is this scary dream. Understand? Then you have fear inside that dream. How old were you? Oh, 10 years ago. Oh, that is very good. Means you don't have fear. You welcome him to press you, to chuck it. But the best is what? No, relax. Relax. When you don't have fear, you relax. Oh, that is also one of the way to talk to them without fear. And just like you say, you want to press lah. Afterward, you can go. Means you don't have fear. But if you have fear, they can make you miserable, short of breath and all those things, I tell you. But you don't have fear, like you take it as normal, huh? Okay lah, oi chak chao chak lah. Chak hoi chao chao. Then it will be okay. That's it, it will be okay. And really, as long as you don't have fear, always remember, why must you fear? Who fear? Your thought fear. Your nature never die, and that's all. Eternal nature. That's why don't go and worry about ghosts. That's why I remember, I can just stay in the nature there, and there is no fear. Then I can experience all this. That's why sometimes you feel something, then you stay calm, silent. Then there is no fear. No fear, all this cease. Very fast, it cease. But the moment you have fear, it's just like the dog. The moment you have fear, they chase after you. But if you stare at them without fear, or you take a stick, they're scared of you. And they run. Because they can sense your fear. Because these are non-human, or what they call beings, with less of the heedless thinking like us. Where we got the senses. That's why we have a lot of this type of sense experience that can make us react negatively, stir our mind and all the same. Well, when your consciousness is trapped in a physical form, it can cause you a lot of karmic experiences that can make you miserable and suffer. But when you are out of this physical form, you're like free, you know. You know what is free, isn't it? No more backache, no more rheumatism, no more problem that you feel hard, not feeling good. No more, because you're out of the physical body. Then your consciousness is like bright, because it's not trapped inside. Then you can move freely. You can do what you like, but you don't have a physical form. So that is the only difference. But if without wisdom and understanding, you don't know how to use it. But with wisdom and understanding, you know how to use it. And I have already hinted to you last time, I know how to use it. Use it to do a lot of research, to develop understanding. You can use it, actually, it's very useful. Because this one don't have a physical body. This one can go to the sun, can go to the star system, can travel, can move around, can develop the awareness of the oneness consciousness and all those things. Just like the what? Anita Mojana. What is her name? Anita. So you can do all those things with that one. That's why you don't know. You go and fear that one. You think it's ghost. Don't have a human form. Not necessary ghost. Yeah, this could be your random of consciousness when it come up. So use it. You can use it. But whether you can use it to enter another body and take over the body, I don't know. Because I don't want to do that. Unless there is condition. And it's not right to do that. Because you don't have the right to take over another form. But unless there is condition, then it's different, meant to be, for you to come back to share this understanding. And then it's different. Then there is condition, then it can happen. But you must have the understanding. For Anita's case, is because she's not supposed to die yet. That's why the father tell her, now that you know how did you get all this disease, go back and live your life without fear. You remember? The father told her. And she went back, she healed herself after she understood what caused her that disease and all those things because of her coming, of what he did. So he changed from that moment onward with the right understanding, the right view, all those things, and the mindfulness. Then he starts to have love, peace, understanding. Then the body healed, very fast healed. So all these are possible. Oh, so fast. Almost 10:30 already. We better go faster. Okay, turn to page 413. How often do we meet people whom we have never met before, but who we instantly feel are familiar to us? Oh, you have this feeling or not? You all have it there. I remember there was one incident when I was in Singapore. I took a monk there. Then after that talk, one guy from Singapore, I don't know him or not, he looked at me, he approached me, he said, "May I know your name?" I say, "I'm Mr. Teo." "You are from?" I say, "Malaysia." "Oh, you look very familiar," he say. I say, "I can sense it too, but definitely not this life." I told him, "Definitely not this life. But this life, I don't know him." So they can sense you. Then after that, he became very friendly. And we talk, and then he get my contact. Then he used to call me after that. We become quite close. Then a lot of those books came from him, actually. The Hindu book, the Kundalini, where he is the head of Theosophical Society, if I'm not wrong. And he's very knowledgeable in the spiritual field. And he go all over the world to gather these great masters. Wherever he know, he will go there and seek their understanding, and sometimes invite them over to Singapore. My last teacher, my last guy, was introduced by him. Yeah. Okay, we read on. How often do we visit places and instantly feel impressed that we are perfectly acquainted with those surrounding? This is also common, I also shared with you before, last time, when I was at this Han San Si. On the way there, I felt like I had been there before. Then the Dhammapada commentary relates the story of a husband and a wife who, seeing the Buddha, fell at his feet and saluted him, saying, "Dear son, is it not the duty of son to care for their mother and father when they have grown old? Why is it that for so long a time you have not shown yourself to us? This is the first time we have seen you." So this is another case. So the note. It was such experience that led Sir Walter Scott to a sense of metempsychosis. His biography, Lockhart, quote in his Life of Scott, the following entry in Scott's diary for February 17, 1828: "I cannot, I am sure, tell if it's worth marking down that yesterday at dinner time I was strangely haunted by what I would call the sense of pre-existences, a confused idea that nothing that past was said for the first time, that the same topic has been discussed, and the person has stated the same opinion on them. The sensation was so strong as to resemble what he called a mirage in the desert and Calancho on board ship." Bauer Lytton described this mysterious experience as that strange kind of inner and spiritual memory which often recall to us places and persons we have never seen before, and which Platonists would resolve to be the unquenched and struggling consciousness of a former life. H.M. Kitchener, The Theory of Reincarnation. The writer also has met some person who remember fragment of their past birth, and also a distinguished doctor in Europe who hypnotized people and make them describe some of their past life. So these are the things. The Buddha attributed this sudden outburst of parental love to the fact that they have been his parents several times during his past life, and remarked that through previous association or present advantage, that all lusts spring up again like the lotus in the water. There arise in this world highly developed personality, the perfect ones like the Buddha, could they evolve suddenly? Could they be the product of a single existence? How are we to count for personality like Confucius, Panini, Rudagosa, Homer and Plato, men of genius like Kalidasa, Shakespeare, infant prodigies like Ramanujan, Pascal, Mozart is a prodigy, infant prodigy. Who is he? Musician. No wonder he's a prodigy. The piano. Must be very talented. Then Beethoven, this one we know. And so forth. Could they be abnormal if they had not led noble lives and acquired similar experiences in their past? Is it by mere chance that they are born of those particular parents and placed under those favorable circumstances? Infant prodigies, too, seems to be a problem for scientists. Some medical men are of the opinion that the prodigies are the outcome of abnormal gland, especially the pituitary, the pineal, and the adrenaline gland. The extraordinary hypertrophy of glands of particular individual may also be due to a past karmic cause. But how, by mere hypertrophy of glands, one Christian Hananki could talk within a few hours of his birth? After a few hours can talk, and repeat passages from the Bible at the age of one. Answer any question on geography at the age of two, speak French, Latin at the age of three, and be a student of philosophy at the age of four. How John Stuart Mill could read Greek at the age of three, how Macaulay could write a world history at the age of six, how William James Sidis, wonder child of the United States, could read and write at the age of two, speak French, Russian, English, German with some Latin and Greek at the age of eight. How Charles Bernard of Manchester could speak in several languages at the age of three. Are wonderful events incomprehensible to non-scientists? Nor does science explain why Glenn should hypertrophy in just a few and not in all. The real problem remains unresolved. Heredity alone cannot account for prodigies, else their ancestry would disclose it. Their posterity, in even greater degree than themselves would demonstrate it. The theory of heredity should be supplemented by the doctrine of karma and rebirth. This is true. For an adequate explanation of this puzzling problem, is it reasonable to believe that the present span of life is the only existence between two eternities of happiness and misery? The few years we spend here, at most but 50 years, must certainly be an inadequate preparation for eternity. So these are the points put forward by the author. Okay, we stop here. Page 416. If you want, you can go back and read it up. Then later on, we can discuss this. How many more page? Oh, we are finishing, got three more pages. Page 418. After that is good, Paticca Samuppada. law of dependent origination. So three more pages by next week. I think we can finish. Okay. Do you all have any question? Don't have, huh? Then we can end. Okay, let us share merits, transfer merit. Then you make your aspiration. Akasata cha bumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa chirang rakantu lokasasana itta watta jamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang me nyatina hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatina hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatina hotu sukita hontu nyatayo imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yāvā nivāna pātiyā sādhu sādhu sādhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha and all the worthy ones. Then we end. Thank you.
You 车在外面吗？